In this session, we're going to discuss just a few ways to address your stress response physically. There are literally hundreds of movement tools that we could discuss here, but I chose three that I think are interesting, effective, and relevant for us as riders. Number one is shoulder elevation. Whether you're stressed out or not, the brain reads tension in the shoulders, neck, and jaw as cause for alarm, triggering the sympathetic nervous system, just like in horses. I think this is so fascinating. Releasing deeply held tension in your neck and shoulders allows your brain to know that it's safe, signaling to the parasympathetic nervous system and inducing the relaxation response. This is exactly how we help horses learn to relax. We encourage them to let go of tension in their necks and lower their heads. For us humans, there are many techniques for releasing the shoulders, neck, and jaw. Shoulder shrugs, neck rolls, and restorative yoga techniques all work. Simply reminding yourself to relax your face and shoulders throughout the day can help calm your nervous system as well. One of my favorite ways to release tension in your upper shoulders, neck, and jaw is to spend 5 minutes lying flat with a small blanket roll or a saddle pad under the bottom tips of your shoulder blades. Start by folding the saddle pad in half and then tightly rolling it up. Lie it across the ground perpendicular to your spine where your shoulders will be when you lie down. Sit facing away from the saddle pad roll with your feet flat on the floor and your hands supporting you on the other side of the roll. Lower yourself down into your elbows and onto your back until the roll is under the very bottom tips of your shoulder blades. Your arms, shoulders, head, and neck should all be above the blanket. With the blanket roll, moving the bottom tips of the shoulder blades slightly forward, lifting the sternum, the tops of the shoulders, and neck have the opportunity to release back. Let your arms relax to the ground. Spend 5 minutes breathing in this position without moving your head. Another movement tool is rocking. Small rhythmic movements like rocking soothe the nervous system, especially when they involve the spine. This is why adults rock babies to soothe them and children rock to self-soothe when they're upset. When you're in a state of fight or flight, the muscles along your vertebrae tense up in case you have to jump into action. This is part of the vagus nerve response. Rocking stimulates the vagus nerve and releases the muscles along the spine. Lie down on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, wider than your hips. Open your arms to a T-shape across your body with palms up. Take a few deep breaths. On an exhale, slowly lower both of your knees to the right. Inhale and bring them back up. On your next exhale, slowly lower both knees to the left. Inhale and bring them back up. Gently grow from side to side. Notice if there's the tendency to speed up. Keep slowing the movements down to match the length of your inhales and exhales. This is an easy way to simulate rocking without jarring your spine. And if you have ever experienced the pure pleasure of getting into a hammock and feeling the relaxation that seeps into your bones, it is science. The rocking motion, along with hanging and stimulation of the muscles around your spine, activate the parasympathetic response. There's even such a thing as hammock yoga built around this concept. So get that hammock out and find a place to hang it. The third movement tool that I want to share with you is progressive muscle relaxation. As riders, one of the things we hear often is try to relax. Try to relax. This drives me crazy. It's a marriage of two completely incompatible concepts. The moment you try, you stop relaxing. If your nervous system is in hyperactivation, I promise you, someone telling you to relax is not going to cut it. In fact, this can often be like putting a lid on a pot of boiling water and make you more tense. Unless, of course, you've learned how to practice progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation is a great way of relaxing your body while also firing up your parasympathetic nervous system. You can do this sitting up or lying down. Start by tightening up your muscles in different areas briefly and then releasing them. First your toes, then your calves, then your thighs, and so on. After doing your chest and back, shrug your shoulders and roll your neck. Squeeze and release the muscles in your face. Don't worry about how ridiculous you look. Hopefully no one, but except for maybe your horse, is watching you. By the end of the exercise, you should feel a bit like a rag doll. Not only does this activate the parasympathetic nervous system, but it also serves to create better body awareness, which comes in handy for sure while you're riding. Give it a try.